Well, I have to say we're delighted to have Journey Credit Union on as big sponsors on the show, and they are busy people. They've had a lot going on the last little while. And Linda O'Kane, we're delighted to have Linda O'Kane in studio, well known to WLR listeners.
Thank you very much, Ali. Good morning to you, and good morning to Dimpin as well.
Linda, we'll get things underway because we're normally used to saying, and for me to say Waterford Credit Union, right, that rolls off the tongue. Now it's Journey Credit Union. We've had to rethink how we do things, how we say things.
Indeed, Dimpin. Well, Journey Credit Union is the amalgamation of St Dominic and Waterford Credit Unions, which were both over 60 years old. And we came together over a two-year period of realising that together and bigger, we can be more involved in the community and give a better service to our members because we can do more things digitally for the younger people while keeping the ethos of being involved in the community, which is what credit unions were set up to do.
Community has always been the heart of it.
Absolutely. It's the ethos of the credit union to help those who are less fortunate or who can't help themselves or need help at any stage in their lives. And interestingly enough, some people have said to me about the name Journey. They didn't like it at the beginning, but they now realise that the credit union is there for the journey of your life.
I think it's very clever. I was the same, right? When I first heard the name, there was a slight eyebrow raise and I thought, oh, this is a big change. Okay, this is going to take adjusting to from both the spelling and the word itself. But actually, it makes complete sense.
It makes complete sense, Dimna. And to be honest with you, you know, we've had people say, can you not spell journey? But it is actually journey with an I, to be different and for people to realise and to take note of it. Also, it's our name and it's patented to us, so nobody can use it other than us. And as I said to you, it's there for the journey, as somebody said, from the cradle to the grave.
Credit union, more than just a financial institution on many different levels. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
Well, I'm involved in the community element of Journey Credit Union, and that is trying to make sure that our members realise that we haven't gone from big and not remember where we started and not be involved in the community. And we do all sorts of community initiatives. We have an Athlete of the Year. We have our prize draw for members. We subscribe to anybody who applies to us within reason, obviously, who are also involved in the community. So it be a gymnastics club, a football club, a GAA club, Meals on Wheels, community day centres. And the most recent ones we've been involved with are the food bank for people who need help during the Christmas period. And the one that I'm really here to plug today is Toys for Children in UHW. And it's the 18th year of Only Fools on Scooters.
What a great name for starters.
Fantastic.
And to
name.
Kevin and all the lads who we've met before at Infinite,
yep,
as well.
On their scooters,
say,
incidentally.
On their scooters, just to say a big shout out this morning.
Indeed. So at the moment what we have are boxes in all our branches, which is now five branches. We have Muncoyne, Parnell Street, Tremore, Summerhill and the one here beside us at Upper Grange. And at the moment we have boxes in there for anybody, any member who wishes to come in and donate a toy. A small toy, a book, a set of crayons. Remember, the children are in the pediatric ward in UHW, so you know we don't want robots and monstrosity of things. And anybody who would like to donate, we would be delighted to see something.
Anything that brings a smile.
Anything that brings a smile to a child who's going to be in hospital for Christmas.
I think that's a really important endeavour and initiative, Linda, because any of us who have been in hospital, we all know how absolutely rotten it is, full stop. But if you're a child and you're in hospital over the Christmas season, to think that somebody went out of their way to spend their own money and get you a book or a colouring book or a small Barbie or whatever it is, that just brings a smile at Christmas when life is a little bit hard.
Well, I think it's two things. You're absolutely right. But also, it's an appreciation of their parents as well, because it's hardship for the children, but it's also heartbreaking for their parents to be there.
Absolutely.
And to think that somebody else would actually care enough to donate something for their child is, you know, we see so much hardship in the world nowadays and so much bad news, but you know there are good people out there and there are good things happening. And it's only when you are at a certain level in your life or at a stage where something has gone wrong that you actually appreciate that more than maybe at other times.
Always good to be reminded of that. And just to say, they have a meeting point. This is Only Fools on Scooters. They have a meeting point at the Holy Cross Bar and Lounge. It's at 12 p.m. on Saturday, December 6th. Now you can join signing for soup and sandwiches before they load up the scooters and make their way onto WRH to deliver the gifts as well. And as you say, the 18th year of, and it's going to be something very special. So you might just mention the drop-in points as well again. Just
the drop-in points for Journey Credit Union are the office in Mulcoyne, the office in Summerhill, which is the one opposite the hypermarket, the one down on the Mall, which is Parnell Street, Summerhill again in Tramore, and of course Upper Grange, which is the one here opposite you in WLR.
Linda, always a pleasure talking to you.
Always a pleasure.
And a great person to deal with, and I mean that.
Thank you very much. I wish all your listeners a very happy Christmas. I know we're still in November, but as somebody said to me yesterday, once Winterville starts and the lights go on, it's time for everybody to put up the Christmas trees and get into the spirit.
Exactly.
So that person, whoever they were, is my kind of person.
Yep.
Happy Christmas, Linda.
And a big shout out to all the Journey Credit Union crew in all branches. So delighted to have you on board.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you.